Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour here on this stormy Wednesday morning. And 508-996-0500 app chat and open line voicemails are both open for you on the WBSM app as well. And this is I'd much rather have this weather than snow any day. But the wind will pick up as the day goes on, so keep that in mind. It should start to get bad right around the time I'm going to leave here to go get a haircut, drive to Onset, and then come back here afterwards. But the good part is when I walk out of the barber shop, it'll be like taking a shower and it'll wash all the little hair clippings out of my head. I'm not somebody that can go off and I can't get a haircut and then continue on with the rest of my day. Like, I will go get a haircut today, come back here, go into the restroom, stick my head under the sink and wash my head until I get all the loose hairs out. Wipe it all off the back of my neck, all that stuff. Or if I didn't have to come back here, I would just go home and take a shower. I've never understood guys that can go get a haircut. And like, there's people that do it at the beginning of their day and then just go on with their day. I'm like, how do you not feel itchy and have all that hair on you? So the rain will be the natural shower to help take care of some of that as I leave. And I always change my shirt. I put on like a t-shirt before I go in. And then when I come out, I'll put back on whatever I was wearing before. Maybe I'm just weird. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. And that's why I like to go to my barber. That's why, even though I could, you know, walk next door and get a haircut here if I wanted to and make my life a lot easier, I still say, nope, you're going to drive to the barbershop in Onset, to Walter's barbershop, because I want to see my barber because I like the old school approach. The straight razor shave on the back of my neck. The bay rum when it's all said and done. The hot towel, all of that. And you can't get that experience enough anymore. Thankfully, we have a younger generation of barbers that are bringing that back, but I spent years trying to find a barber that I liked. And I went to a bunch of different barbers over the years. One of my favorites was going to Al Hamer over at the Yankee Clipper in Marion. I loved going there. A haircut from Al felt like a head massage. And I used to go down to the Wareham barbershop to see Lily when I was younger. Lily always did a great job. He was already getting ready to retire when I was going in for haircuts, and then he did retire. And then I ended up going to, I can't think of his name all of a sudden. He was also downtown, but then he moved to Florida. So I jumped around from barber to barber until I discovered Walter, and been going to Walter now for years. Probably 6, 7, 8 years. So, you know, it's one of those things where life would be easier if I could just walk in any barbershop and get a haircut. But I just feel like when you get somebody that knows you and knows what you like, you just go back to that one again and again. And I like the feel of Walter's too. You walk in, wood paneling. He's got some movie. We have the same taste in movies. You know, he's into horror. And we always talk about my paranormal adventures. And he's got, you know, Frank Sinatra playing on the radio. Like, it just, it's feels right. Reminds me of going to get a haircut with my grandfather on Saturday mornings. And I was mentioning Eminem, Hay and Feed. And that's all I kept saying as I was walking around with my coworker, Kristen. I was like, this just feels like when I used to go to places like this with my grandfather. And where I learned, like, this is the tool that you need for this job. And this does this. And this, you know, and I would just walk around with him and point to something and say, what is this for? You know, Grandpa, why do they have chains? Why are they selling chain? Big rolls of chain. Why do they have that? What's the difference between a rake and a hoe for a job? You know, like, that's, you don't really get that kind of education anymore on things. You just go into a store, you get what you want, you get out. You don't really have the conversation like you do at the barbershop. You just go in, you do what you got to do, you get out. So I like these kind of old school places that bring some of that feel back. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Are you thinking Manny's, your father's mustache?
No. This was in downtown Wareham. There was another barbershop that had opened Wareham. Up. And I can't.
Well, Manny was great. Downtown New Bedford. He retired, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I've always heard good things about some of the New Bedford barbershops, but I found my barber for the time being, and, you know, unless he retires and moves to Florida, I don't know that I'll try another one. It almost feels like cheating when you go to a different barber, you know?
Yeah, I understand. I always take a shower after I get a haircut also.
Okay, good. So I'm not the only one.
Yeah. No. Yep. Okay, have a good day.
You as well. And, I guess if you have a small amount of hair, it's not that big of a deal. Like if you get a high and tight every time and you don't let your hair get too long, then it's not that big of a deal. But I always go too long between haircuts. I'm looking at it's been about 2 months and my hair grows fast. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
My hair grows fast, too, all three of them. But, there's a barbershop or stylist down there. Harry's? Is Harry's down in Wareham?
Harry with Gone Hollywood?
I'm not sure. On Main Street there?
Yeah, I that's not who I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Is he still around?
Well, I know he still comments on WBSM stories. I don't know if he's still cutting hair. But he's always in the comments section.
Gotcha. The other thing about these stores, these old hardware stores, is that some of the equipment they made years ago, maybe even 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, is still good today.
Yeah.
The stuff they make today is not good next week. And everything's gotten cheap as the process of production and mass production seems to go along. I have equipment that has just been around for a lot longer. And I bought one of those hand weed whackers, so the ones you swing back and forth and cut weeds with, and it wasn't that old, and it broke. It broke within about a week of using it. And I'm just surprised at how quality has dropped off as well.
You know, I tried to get, years ago, I was trying to get a one of those lawnmowers, the push lawnmower that has the wheel blades that spin.
Oh yeah.
And yep. I couldn't find one anywhere. Finally found one at a store, and I was talking to the person that worked there, and he said, "Hey, listen, I'm going to just tell you this. Don't buy that. It's junk. Like, you know, the blades aren't going to cut in, you know, after the third or fourth time you use them, and we don't sharpen them. And they don't come out to be sharpened. So it's like, it's not the same as the one that you might have had, you know, when you were younger." And I was like, what a shame, because that, you know, that's something that, you know, everybody used to have one of those. They might not want to use it because it's more work, but everybody had one of those in their shed forever.
I just threw one out of my shed about 3 weeks ago, and it worked perfectly, but I had no use for it anymore. You know, I just didn't want to push it.
Right, and, exactly, yeah.
I was spoiled, and the thing worked. It cut, and it worked great, too. It was too bad. And I gave it to somebody. I'm not sure what they did with it. But that was an engineered piece of equipment. It had a lot of moving parts, and it worked perfectly good. And, it took labor to use it, and that's why people get tired of it. We all get lazy as time goes on. And I get it. It's a lot of work pushing it around. But they don't make stuff like that anymore. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You have a good day.
You as well. Take care. That is the big problem is, and I was just having this conversation at M&M Hay and Feed yesterday with Kristen, or Monday, when I was talking about the fact that, stuff just isn't built to last anymore. It's made to be thrown away. Like, I bought a lawnmower. I would say, it must have been 2020. My lawnmower died, and, obviously you're having trouble getting things. So I went to Walmart and I bought a cheapie, and then the next year it was dead. And I took it to a guy that does small engine repair, and he's like, I'm not going to fix this. It's going to cost me more to fix it than you paid for it. And it's just going to break again. We call these one season wonders because that's what you get out of them. You get one season and then they're junk. And he's like, you're better off investing in a good, real lawnmower. And I ended up buying one off Facebook Marketplace for not that much more than I would have paid for a brand new one in the store. And that thing was a beauty. And it ran like a dream, and it lasted because it wasn't one of those one season wonders. It was somebody's 10-year-old lawnmower that they had just decided to upgrade to a ride on because they were getting older. And it was perfect. And I said, I'm never going to go buy one of those, $99 specials anymore. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi.
You were talking about barbers in Wareham?
Yes.
Legio Mysteri and Gavoni. They were both on Main Street.
Yes. I don't think that I knew Mr. Mysteri, but I did know his son.
Okay.
But it's this person that I'm trying to think of was, this was maybe the early 2000s that he had his barbershop on Main Street. He had worked for Mario when Mario took over Wareham Barbershop, and then he went off on his own. And I can't think of his first name.
Nor can I. Well, those are the only two names I thought of.
I mean, those are both legendary barbers that you mentioned, but I never had the pleasure of having my hair cut by either.
Oh, I did.
Well, thank you for calling in. You have a good day.
You're welcome. Right, bye-bye.
And, he's going to, I don't think he's listening down in Florida, but if he is, he'll kill me. He's a huge Yankees fan. He had all kinds of sports memorabilia in his shop. It was in the same building as the Army recruiter. Oh, why can't I think of his name? I'm such a jerk. But it'll dawn on me. It'll just pop into my head at some point. Anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. But that is something for sure that I think is a commonality, is that most things aren't made to last anymore. And it's not because, people like to say, well, that's because they're using cheaper materials and all that. Yeah, they are, but they're not using cheaper materials for any other reason except they intentionally want these things to not last. It's planned obsolescence or planned breakage. They don't want things to last anymore because why would you want to sell somebody a lawnmower that they're going to have for 20 years? When you can get them to come back after a year or 2 years and buy another lawnmower. Why do you want somebody to buy tools that are going to have a lifetime guarantee? Because then they're never going to come back and buy that tool again. Craftsman was a great deal for anybody that bought Craftsman because if it ever broke, you could bring it back and get a replacement. Could you imagine if they offered that? I mean, how many times have you gone and bought a tool set like at Walmart and actually broken the tool that you used? It's happened to me a lot. you don't get any kind of warranty with it. You get told it was a $30 tool set. What'd you expect? I had a pocket knife that I bought at Walmart because I just happened to be walking by, you know, and at Christmas time, they put out those, they have like the knife little gift sets, and I happened to walk by one. I was like, oh, I like that. Like, that looks like it'd be nice in my pocket. It's flatter, so it wouldn't be as bulky in my pocket as the one that I'm currently carrying. So I bought it. And I think I used it 4 or 5 times, and it was junk. And I'm not talking like, you know, the blade needed to be sharpened. I know how to sharpen a blade. I'm talking like the blade was loose. Like it was jiggling around inside the handle, and it certainly wasn't full tang. So I said, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to go get a real, and I went to Bananas in Wareham and bought a real one, a real pocket knife that's now lasted me years. You know, and I didn't pay that much more than I would have paid for another junk one. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I agree. We now live in the throwaway generation. So that's a part of it. And also that it's a societal thing. Like, people have more money, so they don't have to take care of their things. But what do you think about the fact that people, like, again, just don't take care of their things? I mean, for example, like, you know, you could buy something that's a little bit cheaper. However, if you keep up on it, you know, you're kind of every time, like, let's use the lawnmower situation. Every time you cut the grass, you wash it down. You check the oil. You make sure it's good. You check parts. Make sure they're not loose, so on and so forth. What role do you think that plays in all of this? Because that's what I see a lot of times is people don't keep up with their stuff. And why? Because they don't need to like they did back in the day. Back in the day, like, you know, purchasing a lawnmower was a big purchase. You know, it's something that you saved up for. And now with this throwaway generation, it's like literally, whatever, I'll just go get a new one type mentality.
I think it's partially that, but I think it's also partially that people don't have the know-how that they might have had to maintain those things. So, like, if you ask somebody now, well, did you change the spark plug in the lawnmower? They're like, what's a spark plug? Like, they don't know because they're not changing spark plugs in their own car anymore. You know,
that's exactly my point. Like, but think about it. Why is that the case when you have things such as YouTube and Google? And you have that information literally, like back in the day, you had to go to a library, grab a book, read. Now you can watch a video. You have that information at the tip of your hand, like where you can basically do anything. Fine. I mean, I'm going through it right now. I'm somewhat of a handy guy, but I have a Bobcat. And I was like, you know what? I can tackle this myself. You know, it's a intense job. But once you watch the videos and you're having people like, hey, unscrew this bolt, do this, do that, it becomes a fairly easy task. Have you ever heard the story about Toyota and how they came up, the idea behind coming up with Lexus?
I don't think so.
So basically, Toyota, always known for their reliability, right? Like, it's like you were saying, the difference between lawnmowers. Toyota is a reliable vehicle, always has been, very simply made, right? You do the oil changes and just drive that thing and you'll be good for years and years and years. BMWs have a strict, they're engineered a certain way. They have a strict maintenance schedule. And what happens is if you don't follow that schedule to a T, that thing's going to break down and cost you a bunch of money, right? So that's, but Toyotas were not selling in the U.S. because they weren't quote unquote fancy enough. They didn't have all of the options. So they came up with Lexus. Lexus is a Toyota. You look at the windows, they say Toyota, you know. And Lexus stands for, the L is luxury, the EX is export, and the U.S. is the U.S. is USA. So luxury, export, USA. And they created this vehicle just because people wanted to be fancy and they wanted the reliability, but they wanted more to have that fancy, nice car, that showpiece. And that's how Lexus came about. And I think what we're talking about is, in a sense, that similar thing. People want, they don't want to do anymore. And where the information, it's kind of sad because the information is right there at the tip of your fingertips, but people don't want to take that time to do it. And that's how we became the throwaway generation.
It also doesn't help that they are, you know, making it harder to be able to do that. So, you know, when I had a 78 Plymouth Volare, I could open up the engine and I could do most of the work on that car myself. I could do the same thing with, you know, my K cars. But now I have a Mazda, and if I wanted to give it a tune-up, it has to go into the shop to be done because, you know, you got to take this out and remove the engine and do this and do this. And, like, they're intentionally making it harder. And they're actually making it even harder for the independent repair shops to be able to repair things, too, you know, which is something that Massachusetts has been trying to deal with. So it's as things become more kind of proprietary and protected, it's making it harder for people to have that know-how.
Yeah, definitely. I agree definitely with the throwaway thing, and they do create products that are less than, because it's like power washers, for example. When the pump goes, you're better off just buying a whole new power washer, because what you're going to pay for the pump is just about right there, the same cost. So I definitely your perspective. I understand it. But, you know, I see a lot of people just don't care about things anymore. Don't want to put in the time to, like, maintain them, which obviously causes an inferior product, you know, or seems to cause it, because I don't care how cheap it is. If you're on top of that thing and you care for it and you're changing the oil, draining the gas in the wintertime, doing what you need to do, it's going to last, like, for the most part.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too. I got to take a break here before we go into the newsroom. So we'll take this break and be right back. All right. It was Charlie's Barbershop. That's the one that I couldn't think of in Wareham, right on Main Street there. Charlie's Barbershop. Oh my gosh. Sorry, Charlie. It is time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The United CEO murder suspect fights a return to New York. Evacuations after a wildfire in Southern California. And a new study shows the leading cause of death for whales.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The suspect in the UnitedHealthcare CEO murder is fighting his extradition from Pennsylvania to New York. Luigi Mangione appeared in a Pennsylvania courtroom on Tuesday, where he challenged his extradition. He was ordered to remain held without bail. Daniel Penny says in an interview with Fox News that he would have felt guilty if someone was injured by Jordan Neely on the subway. Penny was charged with manslaughter and negligent homicide in last year's chokehold death of Neely on a subway train. The jury found Penny not guilty of negligent homicide after he was acquitted of the top charge, manslaughter, last week, when the jury could not reach a verdict. Massive evacuations are underway after a wildfire exploded in Malibu, California. The brutal Santa Ana winds are whipping through the entire Southern California region, adding fuel to the now named Franklin Fire. Close to 3,000 acres have been charred so far, with zero containment. Two of President-elect Trump's more embattled nominees are seeking support from senators. Pete Hegseth, nominated for Defense Secretary, and Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's pick for Director of National Intelligence, were on Capitol Hill Monday hoping to shore up critical support from Republicans. Hegseth, a former Fox News host and veteran, has faced questions over his personal and professional conduct. Israel is reported to have carried out dozens of airstrikes across Syria in an effort to destroy weapons and keep them out of the hands of rebels following the fall of the Bashar al-Assad regime. Meanwhile, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is doing what it can to bring about stability. The United Nations chemical watchdog is urging authorities in Syria to ensure the safety and security of all chemical weapons. A judge is allowing a Navy veteran to go ahead with his defamation lawsuit against CNN. Zachary Young accuses the news network of hurting his business by involving him in a segment from 2021 about contractors who allegedly profiteered off Afghan refugees trying to escape the country when U.S. forces pulled out. This could lead to a jury trial, which court records in Florida show is scheduled to begin next month. And a new study shows collisions with ships have become the leading cause of death for whales worldwide. Active shipping routes overlap with 92% of the world's known migration, feeding, and living areas for four types of whales. Meanwhile, protections designed to prevent crashes between ships and whales are present in less than 10% of these areas. The study was published late last month in the journal Science.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins lost to the Winnipeg Jets last night, off to Seattle to play the Kraken on Thursday. Celtics back at TD Garden in Boston on Thursday to play the Detroit Pistons. And the Patriots' next game is with the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. You can tune into the game right here on WBSM.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A stormy day on the horizon. Strong winds, especially along the coast, could lead to power outages picking up as the day progresses. Be prepared for heavy rain and gusty conditions. While today's temperatures will be in the 60s, cold front moves in tonight, dropping temperatures into the 40s for Thursday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And 508-996-0500. We'll go right back to the phones in a moment. I've just got a couple of quick things to tell you about first. One, today is the next Access to Opportunity Forum. If you remember, we had Buddy Andrade on in the past talking about these. These are these informational sessions to help people start getting jobs in the offshore wind industry and in the environmental protection field and in all these different kinds of businesses and industries that are going to be prominent in New Bedford's future. And this is a way that you can learn how to get a free education to get these jobs, access to opportunity forums. And today's is happening from 2 to 4 p.m. at the New Bedford Free Public Library, the downtown branch. Today from 2 to 4, just stop in and attend this informational session and learn more about how you can get a free education that can help you be ready to go for the future industries of New Bedford. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. So I helped three How to Fix It books, and they're old-fashioned. One's Reader's Digest, and I go to that thing for all kinds of stuff because I like you, I think they just don't make things like they used to. And the things that I still have, I definitely go to those books. And you wouldn't, I don't even think you could find these in the library or anything anymore. But they're my go-tos. And I had a percolator. I'm not a big coffee drinker at all, once in a blue moon. But I had a percolator and I loved this thing. And, you know, especially when people, you know, come over for company and I pull out the percolator. I'm like, oh, wow, the coffee's so good. The darn thing broke. And I can't use it. I tried to pull it up the other day, and it just don't work. And I'm like, shoot, you know what? I'm never going to find something like that again.
I see them in Savers.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I was just in there last night. There might have been one. I don't remember if there was, but I see them in there from time to time for sure.
Oh, no kidding. So they're still around.
Yeah, you can. Cool. I mean, you can get them. You could certainly order them on Amazon. I don't know how long they're going to last, but they definitely have them. I'm a French press guy myself. I like to use the French press, but that's pretty similar to a percolator. It's, you know, it's easy. It's easy enough.
That's too big. I don't know. Yeah, see, because I'm not a big coffee drinker.
You never used a French press?
No.
So you just put the beans at the bottom. So you either grind the beans yourself, or you can buy them pre-ground. I grind them myself. Use a burr grinder, not a blade grinder. Otherwise, it keeps the bitterness down. But anyway, I put the coffee grounds in the bottom of the French press. You boil up some water in a tea kettle. You pour it into the French press. You put the little stopper at the top. You wait about 5 to 6 minutes, and then you just slowly put the plunger down. And, you know, you spend about 20 seconds putting the plunger down. And then you stop when you're about 2 inches from the bottom. And then you just spin the little top and pour it out, and you get a nice, delicious cup of coffee. It'll be the best coffee you've ever had in your life. And it's probably $15 to get a French press at Walmart.
Wow. That's a lot of work for company. I don't know if anybody's worth it. But so I wanted to just go off track for a minute, if I can. Can I?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to say there's in Taunton, there's a man that works for the state, and he knows a lot about the hotel there with the immigrants. And they're calling him like the whistleblower. He was on Howie Carr. This is amazing. You got to try to get an interview, or maybe Chris will try to get him. It was amazing interview. What the things he said about what's going on. Because we all know what's going on, what they want us to know. But like what he was saying about this one guy that assaulted a young girl, you know, raped. And the mayor said to just, it was either Mayor Wu or the governor. But anyways, they said to just take him to the Worcester jailhouse and then to the, homeless shelter. So that's what they did with him instead of arresting him or anything else. So he's like coming clean with a lot of stuff. His name is John Featherson. And it's really interesting how we might have him on again this week for part two. I don't know. But if you or Chris or something, I'll be babysitting. I won't be able to call into Chris's show today. But yeah, that would be really something. Just I wanted to put that in your head.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Have a good day. I do have another caller here. Let's see. I can squeeze this in before the break. Good morning. Oh, good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty well. You were talking earlier this morning about Bill Belichick and his young, I don't know, are they married or is that his fiance?
No, just his girlfriend.
Just his girlfriend. Well, when I look at these kind of relationships, I say to myself, well, who's using who here? Because they may have some kind of a financial behind-the-door deal here where she's guaranteed a certain amount of money if they should break up or he should pass away. Where she may never have to work a day in her life, you know?
You know what else is possible, too? She may just like him. She may just like being around him.
That is possible. Also, putting herself in a glamorous situation there where, you know, being on the arm of a world-famous football coach, one of the highest paid in the history of the NFL, I always look at the financial side of it, I guess. Just wondering how this could be coming off and how innocent this young girl is, you know.
I mean, in the end, you know what? It doesn't matter because it's all none of our business.
That's true. You were mentioning about buying a cheap lawnmower there and the pitfalls of buying something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that, you know, I'm not likely to go and buy that brand of lawnmower if it lasted me one summer. So they're not getting you to buy that same lawnmower again after 1 year. More than likely, you're going to be looking for something of higher quality, like, you know, like a Toro or something like that, where you're going to pay a lot more, but you're getting, you know, a solid product that's might be the only lawnmower you have to own.
Yeah, but I mean, you also get the people, too, that they're not going to spend more than $100. So if they're going to spend $100 every spring to go buy a new one, you know, that's you've got them. You've got them hooked for $100 because they got to come back and get a lawnmower. They don't have the $400 or $500 to go get something better. So I think they make out in the long run overall.
I don't know. That's to me, that's aggravating.
It is. Super aggravating. Yes, it is.
Put a lawnmower in my trunk and bring it home. It's not something I would look forward to be honest with you.
Or, you know, even taking those lawnmowers and having them serviced. You know, when I would go and have my lawnmower service, it was like $65. So I'm paying $65 to have a $99 lawnmower service. What's the point? I'll just go get another one. Like, that's the way people look at it.
I was having trouble with a TV one time, one of these flat-screen TVs. And so I called a TV repairman. I don't know if this was maybe about 7 or 8 years ago. And he told me flat out, he said, "You're not getting a picture?" He said, "Go out and get another TV. Because for me to fix it, it's going to cost you three times what it's going to cost you to go get another TV."
Yep, that happened with, I had a TV that, you know, an LED TV, and one of the light strips went out inside. And that's I right. called somebody to repair it, and they said, we don't actually even open those up, because the minute we start messing around with those, you're going to have other ones that blow out, and you're going to spend $300 just to replace it, and you can just go buy a new TV for $400.
Well, I got a Whirlpool washer downstairs that's probably about, I would say, 50 years old. And the switch that turned it on went, so I called a repairman. He came down, fixed it up, and you know what he told me? He said, "Keep this as long as you can," because he said, "Most of the new ones are absolute junk, and they won't even last you 5 years."
Yeah, absolutely. And I can speak to experience on that, too. That's why I have Dash Laundromat do my laundry now, because I'm not spending money on a washing machine anymore.
Well, I'm going to keep fixing this one.
Yeah, hold on to that as long as you can.
Yeah. Okay. Bye now.
You have a good day.
Yeah. You too. Bye.
And I got to take a break here. But before I do, you know, one place where you can go and you can get something that's definitely going to be worth your money, and it's not going to cost you that much anyway. It's not going to be like buying a lawnmower or washing machine, but it will still be a great gift to give someone here for the holidays. Potting Bench Florists and Gifts in Fairhaven. Right now, they are all decked out for the holidays, and you have to stop by and see just how beautiful the things are in the store and how beautiful they'll be when you take them home and put them in your store. For decades, people have trusted Danielle and the team at Potting Bench to provide beautiful arrangements for every occasion, including the holidays. So you can go down there and get, you know, I don't have a Christmas tree in my house because it's just too much work to decorate it, right? But you can get a pre-decorated boxwood tree. Already beautifully decorated with a different theme, perfect for your entryway. They also have one-of-a-kind ornaments if you need that special gift for someone. And, of course, holiday poinsettias, holiday wreaths, centerpieces, live plants, silk arrangements. Or you can choose from fresh flowers from the cooler. And whatever you get, it's ready to go home with you that day. And they'll even customize things as well. Just talk to Danielle and the staff. They'll make something special for you or for the special person you're buying it for. So stop by Potting Bench Florists and Gifts. They are located in the CVS Plaza on Route 6 in Fairhaven. And they have extended weekend hours, so you have no excuse not to grab a beautiful holiday piece for your home. So again, Potting Bench Florists and Gifts, 2 Sarah's Way, which is inside the CVS Plaza in Fairhaven. Just stop by and be like me. Stop by and say to Danielle, I'm a hapless doofus that doesn't know the right thing to buy. They will make sure that you get something that is going to impress and leave a lasting impression, and you'll look like a genius when you just trusted Potting Bench Florists and Gifts. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. Say, I just want to let everybody know, in case you were planning on heading out to Edaville's North Pole Limited train today, it's actually been canceled. So due to the forecasted extreme weather, they are canceling, and they will contact ticket holders by email today to reschedule. So if you had tickets to the special train tonight, the North Pole Limited, it has been canceled due to the weather. Again, it's going to be high winds, so make sure that if you get decorations out there, you pick them up. And one thing you probably won't be doing today is going outside and grilling anything, but that's all right. As you're getting ready for the holidays and you're planning all your different holiday meals and get-togethers, why not stop by the butcher shop? Because not only can you get great food to throw on the grill if you're going to go outside and do it, or to cook up in the oven and to prepare for your Christmas dinner or your Christmas Eve dinner or all of that, you can get platters from the butcher shop to make it really easy to entertain people during the holiday season. Why should you do all the work when the hardest work you'll have to do is just stop by the butcher shop and pick up one of their platters? They have so many great options to get you through the holidays, including the beer and wine down in the basement that you can go down the cellar there. You can get that special deal, everything from $5 bottles of wine to $500 bottles of wine, and hard to find things too. Make sure that you stop by the butcher shop and check out everything that they have that can help you through the holidays. Visit them at 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. We'll be back in just a moment. All right.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.